recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wolnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We get a nice break in between storm systems for a couple of days before that next big deal storm on Friday. Today, not bad. High around 76, so a warmer day today with partial sunshine. Mainly clear, overnight low 53 tonight. Tomorrow is a nice day. Thursday's high in the upper 70s, good bit of sunshine. And then a soaker on the way for Friday. Rain and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall amounts. A few stronger storms possible. High temperature in the mid-70s. Then more showers on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
More numbers are coming in from Super Tuesday held here in Alabama. When it comes to the new Congressional District 2, Democrats are headed for a runoff race in order to choose their next candidate. Shamari Figures pulled in 43% of the Democrat primary vote in that race, with Anthony Daniels coming in second with 22%. Figures and Daniels will now be part of a runoff race that takes place April 16th in that new district. On the Republican side of this very same race, Dick Brubaker finished with 39% of the Republican primary vote, with Caroline Dobson squeaking past State Senator Greg Allbritton to finish second in that race with 26%. Now Brubaker and Dobson will head towards a runoff race on the same date of April 16th. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Birmingham City Council has approved an effort to remove abandoned cars in varying neighborhoods. WBRC News is reporting that two of the city councilors, Daryl O'Quinn and Kristen Smitherman, have already notified the owners of these abandoned cars to make them aware of the plan. The removal of the cars will be done at the owner's expense. A body found in Tuscaloosa is believed to be that of a missing man. A search has been ongoing for 63-year-old Stephen Siroque, who was last seen February 25th in the Cottondale area. His family reported him missing after that date. Siroque's body was found in a wooded area where he commonly walked. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by it. So you know the thing.
Joey Clark.
Welcome to the final hour of News and Views in the afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Joey Clark Live on YouTube, or you can now watch on the X platform at The Joey Clark, and appreciate everybody who's been watching on the X platform today. A lot of viewers tuning in. Do appreciate all that. Like and subscribe, folks. So, as promised, Russia, along with China, is considering the idea of placing a nuclear power plant on the moon in the next decade or so. And the two countries have been working together on a lunar program for nuclear space energy. Today, we are seriously considering a project somewhere at the turn of 2033, 2035 to deliver and install a power unit on the lunar surface together with our Chinese colleagues, said Yuri Borisov, head of the Russian Space Agency. According to him, solar panels would provide an insufficient amount of electricity to power future lunar settlements. Nuclear power, on the other hand, would be sufficient. Russia also has plans to build a nuclear-powered cargo spaceship, most of which had already been mapped out, although the one remaining question in the project was how to cool the nuclear reactor. Well, that's a big question. If you're going to have a nuclear-powered cargo spaceship, you might want to know how to keep the nuclear reactor from overheating. But the cargo spacecraft would be able to transport large cargoes from one orbit to another. Moscow will need to launch additional lunar missions first before fully exploring the idea of a Russia-China crewed mission to a lunar base. Remember when Newt Gingrich got laughed at for wanting to set up a moon base? In February, Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke out against the United States, who accused Moscow of planning to put nuclear weapons in space. Last year, Russia suffered a significant defeat when its Luna 25 mission failed 9 days after launch when it collided with the lunar surface. At the time, analysts spoke out against Russia's space prowess, accusing it of yet another indicator of how the Russian space program had deteriorated in recent years. Luna 25 would have been Russia's first probe on the moon's surface since the Soviet collapse and the first since 1976. Now, going from low Earth orbit or all the way out to the moon to now under the sea. And in fact, what do you think we know more about, folks? Do we know more about the expanses of outer space, of the galaxy, of the universe, or do we know more about the ocean? The ocean deep in particular. I think we tend to know more about space. Just point those fancy telescopes up there. And now with the, you know, like these different ones in orbit, these telescopes are remarkable, what we can see and what they're finding. But not as much when it comes to deep ocean exploration. And there's a story out today in the New York Post. It said the CEO of the Titan submersible that imploded while on a trip to visit the Titanic ruins last year, well, that guy joked
What could go wrong?
On a Canadian radio show a few months before the ill-fated expedition, Ocean Gatehead Stockton Rush, man, that's a billionaire name, made the quip as he spoke to St. John's Radio on February the 9th, 2023, about his upcoming voyage to the shipwreck, according to an audio clip that resurfaced through the new Channel 5 documentary, Minute by Minute, The Titan Sub-Disaster. Describing the nature of fitting four other passengers inside the tiny submersible to get a glimpse at the Titanic more than 12,000 feet below the Atlantic Ocean, Rush joked, "What could go wrong?" For many, it's haunting, he said about those who would be afraid to embark on such a trip. When I'm down there driving the sub, it's a different experience for me. I don't get to absorb it until I get to the surface. Well, I guess he never got to absorb it. The voyage, which came to its tragic end on June the 8th, 2023, would not go as Rush predicted. Yeah, no kidding. Just an hour and 45 minutes into its dive, the Titan catastrophically imploded, with all five passengers dying instantly. Is that a way to go? Was it an instant thing? I mean, do you realize it's happening before it, like, fully happens and you're just gone? Because, I mean, you're essentially just crushed to death in an instant. Like, are you hearing cracks or something? And did he go, "Well, this is what goes wrong"? But along with Rush, the passengers included French Titanic expert Paul Henri, British billionaire Hamish Harding, prominent Pakistani businessman Shahzada Dawood, and his 19-year-old son. During the radio show, the Stockton, the CEO, boasted about the underwater views made possible by the Titan sub, describing the beauty of marine life and stunning visions of the Titanic shipwreck. He also touted the Titan's specs and assured listeners that it would not succumb to the immense underwater pressure of the Atlantic. The key element with any sub, submersible or submarine, is the pressure vessel, what you're in. Make sure that thing doesn't collapse, Rush said on the radio show. So we spent a lot of time with NASA and Boeing and everybody else to make sure that doesn't collapse. Despite his reassurances, Rush had been the subject of scrutiny for allegedly ignoring major safety concerns regarding his vessel and its tourist voyages to the Titanic. In a series of emails reviewed by the BBC, Rob McCallum, a consultant for OceanGate, told company chief Stockton Rush he was putting the lives of his clients at risk by not having his submersible certified by outside third parties. I mean, that's kind of just standard practice with any product, right? If you want to be a legit business and you have a product where things can go wrong, whether it's government or, I would prefer, private, you do need an independent third party. Guess he wanted to ignore that. Rush scoffed at the warnings, calling them baseless cries and a personal insult. Officials are now still investigating the evidence recovered from its recovery missions and the allegations made against OceanGate ahead of an anticipated public hearing on the incident. Following Stockton's death, OceanGate said it would suspend all exploration and commercial operations, shutting down its website and social media pages. Yeah, well, when you say, "Well, what could go wrong?" Sometimes it does. Especially when you're looking the other way. Ugh, that just seems like a terrible way to go. But if it was instantaneous, who knows? Who knows? Now, Joy Reid has lost her ever-loving mind, apparently, folks. You know what I'm talking about. Joy Reid, the lady on MSNBC. What does she talk about at the time? She talks about America's racist past and present, because things haven't gotten better in the United States. Not like the ideals that propelled the creation of the country have, you know, continued on. Guess we're throwing the whole promissory note thing out the window, because everybody isn't making the same exact amount of money. Like, can we factor in age? Can we factor in all sorts of other things that might explain why some people are wealthy and some people aren't? Then, after we account for all that, we maybe could look at the disparities. I still, to my mind, don't understand this obsession of that guy's got more than me. Now, if he got it in an ill-gotten way, if they stole it from somebody, if you defraud somebody, or use the violence of government, yeah, okay, I think you got a point. But the general idea that some people have a lot more than others, and thus that is not fair, so we need to use the government monopoly on violence to try to smooth things out, I just don't. How's that liberty? Sorry, I'm at the in the camp that equity and liberty are mutually exclusive, honestly. Mutually exclusive. But apparently, I thought she had gone crazy. But now Joy Reid has lost her ever-loving mind. Or maybe she's just putting on a good show. Because that could be the case. But I tend to think, I want to think she believes all this crap she spouts. But we've yet to play it as any MSNBC from last night. So here we go. Buckle up. Here's Joy Reid talking about what Republicans want to do. Do you want to guess, before I play this, folks, what Joy Reid is going to say that Republicans want to do? You think it might have something to do with racism? Vegas wouldn't even put odds on that. Let's just listen in.
They're voting on race. They're voting on this idea of an invasion of brown people over the border. Mm-hmm. The idea that they can't get whatever job they want. A black person got it, therefore drive all the blacks out of the colleges, get rid of DEI. That is what they're voting on. They're just voting specifically on racial animus. Which, at this stage, it isn't about economics.
No, which is why Trump killed the immigrants.
Wait, it's not about economics? The hell are you talking about, lady? And yeah, Americans are a little pissed. They're like, oh, the border's secure. Well, actually, no, it's not. Well, I'll be the one to secure it. Do we have a border that needs to be secure or not? And it has nothing to do with how people look either. I'm in the camp. I don't care where you come from. If you're ready to offer something amazing to this country, we need you here in the United States. But I don't think that's how we're going about it at all. But it's not about economics. It's just that all these racists are tired of other races. It's because Claudine Gay is so representative of everyday folks, the now former president of Harvard. Just keep going, though. Keep going.
Immigration bill.
Correct. But that's why. And because otherwise he can't run against the other and brown people and people who don't look like him, like his supporters, his base of supporters coming across the border and scaring people and killing people or whatever he's threatening out there. I mean, if you look at some of these exit polls, I mean, I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue. Yeah. Of course, I mean, again, these could change in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia.
You know about the hill people of West Virginia? Yeah, I didn't want to get near them either. They'll shoot you. Shoot you dead. Wow. We really are in echo chambers. Like I said earlier in the show, I tried to watch a little bit of Fox News last night. I survived about 5 minutes. Yeah, you can call me 5 Minute Joe. It gets the job done. But I didn't even try with MSNBC. It really are, we're at a point where we're speaking different languages, maybe on purpose. We're all looking at the same screen, but we're seeing very different movies and having very different takeaways. More takeaways than, you know, what's the, you know, obtuse meaning of The Shining or the ending of Space Odyssey? What does it mean? Except those are actually fun things to discuss. So Joy Reid wants you to know, if you're out there within the sound of my voice, I suspect some of y'all are racist because you're never going to get rid of ignorant people who chalk things up to simple answers. But is that really what's motivating you when you go to the ballot box? All these damn brown people, all these black people getting jobs that I can't get? Really? I don't see it. I don't buy it. And I have a feeling it is the constant cudgel that somebody like Joy Reid would want to use. Does it work with the faithful? throwing red meat out to a particular base? Sure it does. People are going to believe what they want to believe. They're going to interpret their history how they want to interpret it. But what's actually motivating everyday Americans right now is that apparently there are no rules. The rules are the Republicans are meant to lose and play the constant game of losers, and Democrats are the enlightened few that are not just going to save the country, but they will bomb and overthrow entire nations in order to make sure things are fair. On a racial level, on an identity level, even on your gender and sexuality, we're going to make the entire globe, you know, be brought to heel to this great liberal project that isn't decaying at all. Like, there's no decadence. It's not like suicide rates are off the charts. It's not like anxiety and depression are off the charts. And, oh, we're doing so great as a people. Now, what's motivating the average American voter is the fact that their bread and milk and eggs cost too damn much. What's also motivating them is they know that 17%, and it's probably higher, that you stole, they ain't getting it back. That all those billions, if not trillions, you stole from people who paid into entitlements their entire life, we're probably not getting it back. The thousands who came back maimed from wars that accomplished nothing for the United States, for folks who never came back from those wars, they're not coming back. Limbs aren't growing back. These are the sort of things that are motivating Americans. And the number one thing that motivates me is that when you look at our founding documents, when you look at the Constitution, you look at the Declaration, you look at all the actual justifications for what it means to have a free government, a government of, by, and for the people, and we don't follow it at all. We're not run by elected officials. We're run by a corrupt corporate media apparatus. We're run by a few elites who plagiarize their way up to the top in our university system. We're run by the interagency process, with the crown jewel being the intelligence community. We're run by everybody other than what the rules of the road actually say we should be run by. And it's time for a wrecking ball. That's what motivates me. Because I believe, whether you're a white guy in Appalachia, in West Virginia, those border people, or if you're a brown guy in Southern California or Arizona, if you're a black man or woman here in Montgomery, Alabama, if you set all these folks free, and more than I named, they will actually do for themselves and for the people they love better than any bureaucrat or fake elected official is ever going to do for them. Now, will we always have leaders? Yes. Will there always be an elite? Yes. But we deserve better, damn it. And there are a lot of folks just getting by, working paycheck to paycheck, that probably hear this crap out of somebody like Joy Reid's mouth and said, I'm doing my level best to make my way in this world. I don't bother anybody else. And you're telling me I'm the oppressor? Yeah, I get it. And it's meant to stir you up. What we want is our country to actually stand for what it claims to stand for. What we want is an elite that actually looks out for the American people. It doesn't milk them like chattel while claiming they're providing a service. That's at least what motivates me. But, you know, the world we live in is, folks will hear some of my rant here and think what they want to think. And that's the beautiful thing about freedom. The whole reason you need is because people can't agree on the basics. So we at least decide, well, I'm not going to get in your stuff if you don't get in mine. But we've gotten to a point where there is no shade to hide under. There's no little plot of this earth that isn't under the thumb of this corrupt cabal running this country. And people are tired of it. And they want to change. 272-9228. That's 272-9228. Hey, how about this? Let's hit a break. I'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Henry Clark, QB reps. We rep probably 10 guys. It's just marketing and NIL. We don't do contract agent stuff.
David Morris runs Quarterback Country. He and his team prepare the nation's most elite quarterbacks to perform at the next level. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Damming politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. The Romex Angler's riding on the stream here, commenting that I'm white, but I'll be brown around June or July. Oh, I know, sir. I remember seeing you last July. You look like Justin Trudeau at a costume party. Now, you got to wonder, why would Joy Reid ascribe to Republican voters, especially, you know, the super ultra MAGA semi-fascist Trump people, why would you ascribe to them racial animus as the sole motivator of their political decisions when they go vote? Well, it's because of a poll we talked about earlier this week. Again, a recent New York Times Siena College poll found Trump leading Biden in support among Hispanic voters with 46% support compared to Biden's 40%. They must be self-hating brown people. They don't have the right revolutionary consciousness. They don't understand. The poll, New York Times Siena College poll, also showed an uptick in Trump support among black voters. Hmm. So wait, Trump's getting more support in all the folks that apparently Trump and his people hate? Maybe it's more like Americans have a lot more in common with themselves than corporate media would want you to believe. And that, again, if you set Americans free from all different backgrounds and walks of life, they'll recreate this country better and faster than any government committee could ever dream of. Not to mention any loudmouth talk show host. Hey, in 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. There's also now a worry after the Supreme Court ruling on Trump, you know, being taken off the ballot by Colorado and other states, but Colorado, like, unilaterally by the Secretary of State. Well, you know, Trump won that primary last night in Colorado, the Republican primary, so good for him. Vindication in a way. But the court kind of left it open. The Congress could lay out a mechanism of how somebody's disqualified. Like, yeah, we found that he really did commit insurrection. Now, you can't just say it willy-nilly. You need the Congress to clarify what would the process actually be. Well, there are now some suggesting if Trump wins, the Democrats will then try to say he doesn't count, he was disqualified in the first place. Big, long piece out in the Atlantic laying all this out. Though, I am noticing now some of the most prominent Democrats, or at least the loudest voices there, doesn't mean they're actually the most talented, but like Eric Swalwell, Adam Schiff. By the way, Schiff's got problems in California. It's kind of fun to watch. Again, it's probably because they're racist. They just don't like Adam, right? It's just, this is where I'm trying to calm down. This is what we're going to hear more of and more of and more of. But to their credit, at least some of the Democrats for now are saying, no, we don't want to play that game. We're not going to try to disqualify them after people vote and these sorts of things. Now, if Trump actually wins, will they stick by that? Probably not. Rules for thee, not for me. That is the way not just Democrats operate, but anybody with a good bit of power. They make the rules and then break them because they're the ones in charge of making the rules. They can get away with what you couldn't dream of. Yeah, I mean, who do you go to if the government is continually a violation of the Constitution, of your natural rights given to you by nature and nature's God? Who do you turn to if those rights are being violated by the government? Do you turn to the government? I don't think you do. I think what you do is you get rid of that government and you set up a new one based along those principles. That's just me. I know there are a lot of conservatives saying, well, we can't go, don't be hasty now. Like, well, where is all your hesitancy gotten you? Yeah, Reagan won California when he was governor. It's like, oh, look at this great victory. Did it stop where California is today? No. Reagan was a great president. Did it really stop the trend that we've seen since, say, the end of World War II? No, not really. Even with Bill Clinton saying the era of big government is over, did it really stop it? No, it didn't. So maybe we try a different approach than the marginal reforms. Maybe we try a revolutionary approach that, you know, might get you branded an extremist, but I guess the nation was founded by such extremist thoughts. So we'll see. Don't underestimate these folks that have been pursuing lawfare against Trump. Doesn't look like it's working out for them, but they're not going to go quietly into that good night. Again, I'm predicting that Joe Biden will be allowed to give a sort of gracious, magnanimous farewell speech at the DNC, at the National Convention for the Democrats. And there will be somebody essentially already handpicked. Now, Michelle Obama came out officially yesterday, said, I'm not running. We'll see. But one person that others have suggested is, well, we don't want the Biden-Trump rematch because, look, Biden's senile. Man, that State of the Union is going to be a barn burner tomorrow night. But what if it was... Sorry, I almost threw up. Hillary Clinton.
a rematch between Donald John Trump and Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's possible. There could be other options out there as well. We'll see as the days and weeks ahead make the picture a little clearer. But the bottom line from last night is Trump is stronger than ever. That you have constituencies he didn't win over in 2020 or 2016 now starting to go his way. You have Republicans rallying around him. So the Democrats have to come up with something, because what they're offering at the moment, well, it ain't all that impressive. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. This part of News and Views brought to you by River Region Contracting. And there at River Region Contracting, Todd Clark and his team are ready to help you with that roof of yours. There's a reason. A lot of folks refer to him as the premier roofing contractor here in the River Region. It's because River Region Contracting likes to educate their customers on their roofs. And it could be it's an asphalt or a metal roof. You should have it inspected every 3 to 5 years for basic maintenance. That's per the manufacturer. But I would suggest with all these extremes in Alabama weather, why not have it a yearly affair? Get it checked yearly. And here's the great news at River Region Contracting. Their inspections and estimates are always free. So whether you have a metal roof with screws that are backing out, rubber seals that are dry rotting, causing leaks, maybe that asphalt roof is just, it's got some weak spots and maybe you noticed even like water damage in the attic area or upstairs area. Yeah, well, River Region Contracting can help you with all of that. And here's also some great news. Their insurance specialist there at River Region Contracting. So if they do find a problem with your roof, your insurance might cover. They will walk you through that claims process, make it an easy and even pleasurable experience. Not something people usually associate with insurance claims. That's how good they are there at River Region Contracting. So give Todd Clark and his team a call today at 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that you heard about him here from that Joey fella on the radio.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Paid for by government.com. Here's your chance to get 5 iconic United States silver dollars spanning the last 150 years in one amazing set. Experts agree this is a must-have for silver coin buyers. That's right. All 5 silver dollars are legal tender official United States Mint coins. If you call 1-800-973-9717 right now, we'll send you this ultimate 5-piece American silver dollar set with each silver coin in extremely fine or brilliant uncirculated condition. Guaranteed. This set includes every type of U.S. silver dollar $1 in American history, issued from 1878 to 2024. Call 1-800-973-9717 now to secure your 150 years of U.S. silver dollars five-piece set. Plus, receive a bonus display case, an information booklet, and free shipping. Don't miss your chance. Call 1-800-973-9717 now to secure your five-piece set of iconic U.S. silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-973-9717.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We get a nice break in between storm systems for a couple of days before that next big deal storm on Friday. Today, not bad. High around 76, so a warmer day today with partial sunshine. Mainly clear over that low 53 tonight. Tomorrow is a nice day. Thursday's high in the upper 70s. Good bit of sunshine. And then a soaker on the way for Friday. Rain and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall amounts. A few stronger storms possible. High temperature in the mid-70s. Then more showers on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. And, well, we were just saying that the lawfare hasn't been going the way that some people had hoped against Donald Trump. But not to celebrate too early, they'll come up with something else. Well, I just went and checked at Breitbart.com. And I saw this headline pop up. Here, I'll share it on the stream with everybody. I love this guy's characterization. Fascist Arizona Democrats. Well, you gotta love the fascist Democrats, right? Accelerate case against Donald Trump as Fannie Willis implodes. And yeah, I don't know if that case is gonna fully go away in Georgia, but it's kind of like that deep ocean submarine to go see the Titanic. What a massive, massive implosion. Of course, they can appoint some new prosecutor to go about handling all that. But here's the story from Breitbart. Arizona prosecutors in recent weeks issued grand jury subpoenas to multiple people linked to Donald Trump's 2020 campaign. That's from the left-leaning Politico. Politico describes this as a, quote, sharp acceleration of their criminal investigation into efforts to overturn Joe Biden's alleged victory in the state. The state's Democratic Attorney General, Chris Mays, is nearing a decision on whether to charge Trump's allies in the state. Why are they always so ugly? Man or woman, just, ew. Here's what I'm looking at. Just, ew. We're not running against impressive people, folks. But as Trump pointed out, all of this comes directly from the Biden White House, maybe not from Biden himself. His fraudulency has no idea what's going on, especially with the distraction coming from the Murder, She Wrote marathon on TBS. And as Trump gains strength in the polls and Biden loses ground with his base of support among, well, all sorts of folks, Jew haters. Yeah, there's a lot of that. young people and black and Hispanic voters, all the Biden teams got are these banana republic tactics. Can't beat them? Arrest him. Currently in the Real Clear Politics average poll of polls, Biden's approval rating has collapsed to 39%. His disapproval rating sits at 57.3%. He's 18 points underwater. At the same time in 2020, Biden led Trump by an average of 5.5 points in a head-to-head matchup. Today, Biden is losing by 2.2 points. That's a 7.7-point swing for those of you who can't do math. No Republican presidential candidate has polled this well in 20 years. Wow. Trump's lead on Biden, it's by nearly 3 points in a potential four-way race that includes third-party candidates RFK Jr., Cornel West, and Jill Stein. Though Cornel and Jill are not, they're getting like one, they're like libertarians. They're getting like 1%, 2%. But RFK Jr. is going to have a good showing. He could be a strange element in this upcoming general election. I really do like the guy. He is a Kennedy, and there's a lot I disagree with policy-wise, but I don't feel like he actually, you know, would hate me without even knowing me, which seems to be the gist of normal partisan politics. They're teaching you to hate your neighbor. Because it's not just, oh, that guy's policies are a little better than mine. No, they're evil. Gotta love all the moral clarity these days. But in the 7 swing states that will decide who becomes our next president, Trump leads in 6, according to the poll of polls on Real Clear Politics. In 6 of those 7, Trump allegedly lost to Slow Joe in 2020. In Arizona, Trump is up 5.5 points. Nevada, 7.7 points. In Wisconsin, he's up a point. Michigan, about 3.5 points. Pennsylvania, he's within the margin of error. North Carolina, up 5.7 points. 6.5 in Georgia. 6.5 points in Georgia. Even more terrifying for Democrats is the fact that Biden's biggest flaws cannot be fixed. Hunter's dad can't close the border without losing the open border freak vote. He can't magically stop looking like the feeble old man he is, and inflation is going nowhere soon. The only hope Democrats, the corporate media, academia, big business, and big tech have is to lock Trump up or encourage his assassination, which, of course, they're doing. God forbid something like that happens. But yeah, we thought, oh, well, the other ones are falling apart, so, you know, we can rest easy. Nope. They already found a new angle in Arizona. It's not going away. It's not going away anytime soon for anybody involved in this big top, big circus of an election cycle we have in front of us. Again, 272-9228, if you want to hop in before I have to close up shop, but I do have to hit this quick break. Hopefully we'll have Ray Bowles on the other line. Be right back, folks.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. As promised, let's go right to the phones and talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm glad yesterday's over with.
Yeah, likewise.
Yes. No complaints in my part. I mean, it's no secret. I love Barry Moore because my son-in-law's father worked for him, so of course we got to love Barry Moore.
Oh, me too, man. I was happy to see that.
Yeah, him and Mom are close. I was happy that Nikki Haley dropped out finally so we can start moving forward and quit with this ridiculous primary season. And maybe people quit looking at politics and start looking at their floors.
I see what you did there. And you're still in the flooring business?
Yes. I tell you what, for business owners, you hear me. You know this is true. The worst years ever are political years, especially presidential years. Presidential years, oh, man, they just kill us. Everybody quits looking at everything except for the race. All the politicians eat up all the airtime, so we can't advertise like we normally do. Yeah, I'm glad it's over. Let's get life back to normal.
Well, we still have runoffs on April the 16th, so.
That don't hurt us as bad as the election year.
All right.
Yeah, all right. That don't hurt us near. Except for this year, I don't know about you, but I'm hearing so many people say they're not getting tax returns. I mean, a ton of people are saying they're not getting tax returns this year, which I'm like, well, yeah, they gave it all to Ukraine. They got to get it back.
Yeah, I haven't even messed with my taxes. Thanks for mentioning it, ruining my mood.
You're welcome. Get it done. I paid mine yesterday. I went and wrote that check yesterday and mailed it in. So taxes are behind. Elections behind. I'm good. I mean, I am in great spirits. We've got a lot of great sales going on in the store for the next 3 months. If you need a floor for any reason, any type, ceramic tile, wood, vinyl plank, laminate, waterproof carpet, or just regular carpet, call us, 285-8117. We'll come out and give you that free measurement.
Well, I appreciate it, Ray. As always, again, folks, 285-8117. When you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles on the radio with that Joey fella.
All right, guys. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Ray. Well, we're just closing out the show here. Again, only about 8 minutes left if you want to try to get in on the phone, 272-9228. I do appreciate, again, all the love on the X platform. Got more and more folks watching there. And also, Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Be sure to like and subscribe. So what did we learn today? That, you know, Trump is strong. The Republican Party is Trump's party. And that those on the progressive elite side of things are having worrying moments at this point in the race. We'll see where all of it goes. And we learned today that Mitch McConnell, I do declare, I have a chin. I'm not a turkey. I really do think his mating calls, like one of those geckos where the underskin inflates like a balloon. Come here, Elaine. But McConnell is announcing his support for President Trump. Well, I'm sure that makes all the difference to President Trump. Nikki Haley finally dropped out, but she refrained from endorsing Trump. Well, it's good to see. Oh, it looks like earmarks are back. So much for that Tea Party revolution. In particular, there's even one for electronic cattle tracking or even for LGBTQ sex parties. Think of the BDSM nature. Doesn't really sound like a party I want to go to. Let me think, though. No. That wouldn't be my cup of tea. But Trump is as strong as new rope. And this is where you're going to see a lot of the stops pulled out. Get ready for things that you never thought could happen. Because, again, these folks are not going to go away quietly. Again, also, as we were just saying with Ray Bowles, happy, happy election day. Congratulations to Barry Moore. Congratulations to Dick Brubaker and Carolyn Dobson. They will be in the runoff for District 2. Congratulations to Gary Palmer on his massive win in the brand new District 6. And, well, we're going to see where all this goes. I have a feeling it's going to be Shamari Figures and Dick Brubaker in the actual general election here in District 2. But don't, again, underestimate Carolyn Dobson. Don't underestimate the leader, minority leader for the Democrats there in the State House, Anthony Daniels. I think all capable people. And that should be, I think, one takeaway is in my reading up on people or getting to know them personally, interviewing folks, we have a lot of talent coming out of this part of the world, despite all the gripe, despite all the nonsense. And I'm going to continue to preach this up to Election Day. Be careful about folks trying to teach you to hate your neighbor for reasons you don't really know. Be careful about it. Now, you might, in fact, know your neighbor and go, I don't like that guy. That woman, what a piece of work. But if you really know your neighbor, all you know is, oh, they're different than me. They have a different political sign in their yard, whatever. They have a different flag flying from their porch. Oh, that guy's got a porch. I don't even have a porch. Whatever the difference is. The best way, I think, to actually change the world is invite your neighbor over to dinner. Sit down, get to know them. And don't let, whether it's Sean Hannity or Jesse Waters or Rachel Maddow or Joy Ann Reid, do your thinking for you. 272-9228. Oh, look, a call. You're on there. Who's this?
Mr. Pink, you got me, Joey.
Hey, Mr. Pink, how you doing?
All right, man. I was just going to call you and tell you off air. I went to school with old Figures, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he grew up right around the corner from me, man. Knew his brother. Actually, I'm in between both of them. Rest in peace, his older brother. But we all used to go to summer camp, man. My grandparents raised me, so I was around a couple of people with a couple of dollars. We went to summer camps together.
Okay.
But we also went to high school together.
And I mean, was he always kind of an impressive fellow to you?
You see, I ain't called before the election, so I'm gonna leave it alone, man.
Okay.
We all grow up, though. I can tell you that, man.
Okay. So he's from the community.
I'm very proud of him. Yeah, he's from Tumville.
Yeah.
From the hood.
There you go.
But check this out. The Figures, they had a mansion in the hood, right around the corner. Yeah. So it was in the hood, but it was a mansion. So yeah. But yeah, you got me, Joe. I wasn't calling to go on there. I was just calling to say, yeah, man. I went to school with him. I didn't want to say nothing because he was running for office. So.
Okay. Well,
push it left, right. You know.
Well, we'll see where it all goes. It looks like he's going to get the nomination outright if he can beat Anthony Daniels, but we'll see. Appreciate you, Mr. Pink.
It's the name. All right. Y'all have a good one.
You too. And, again, Greg Budell and Happy Hour coming up soon, very soon. By the way, if you couldn't tell by my mood today, I'm excited but ready to get out of here, taking a short vacation to go see friends in a completely different part of the country. I've never been to Boston. That's where I'm going. But these are friends that lived here in Montgomery for 4, 5, 6 years. And I miss them. And so it's great being able to take a little trip, go to see them, check out a different part of this country. Well, where a lot of this country started in the Revolutionary era. Eat some chowder and some lobster rolls. Chowder or lobster, however they say it up there. They got to learn to talk right, like us people in the South. But I'm looking forward to that. So I will not be here tomorrow or Friday. We're running selective replays, mashups of all sorts of different shows. And looking forward to this trip. I'll be back on Monday. Let's see if we can get one more call in here before we get out of town. Who's this? You're on there?
Man, I know you're going to kill me, but since right before you got out of town, I wanted you to take this with you. You talk about Richmond Stockman Rush having a billion-dollar name. Well, he is named after Richmond Stockman, which is one of our founding fathers who signed the Declaration of Independence. And he was named after Benjamin Rush, which was another one of our founding fathers. And he signed the record. He designed it also.
Oh, so, yeah. No, and he was the guy worried that the masturbating make you go blind, right?
Yeah, it was done to kill all. So, yes, in a way. And then, man, I just wanted you to have that information with you, because, man, when you come back, you gonna let me get into this with you, because that man took his son. He took his son with him. He's a chairman on the board of searching for extraterrestrial life, alien life. And the dude who was from the UK, he has been down to the Titanic 37 times. Woo! On 5 different vessels.
Yep.
If he thought that thing was a piece of crap, he wouldn't have got on it.
Right now, and there's all sorts of theories about what actually happened. But I'm out of time, Randall.
Oh, yeah. They ain't dead. I love you.
What a way to end a show. They ain't dead. I love you. Well, I love you too, man.